Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Coming up.
We had bullets flying right over my head after I went down. The bigger miracle was that I was looking in the exact direction of the shooter.
Trump's tech problems with X interview, and Ukraine takes control of 28 settlements in the Russian border region of Kursk. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning. The Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned the Ukrainian army's invasion of the Kursk border region will be dealt with swiftly. More than 100,000 residents have had to flee after almost a week of intensifying fighting. Military analyst Professor Michael Clark says he expects Russian forces to counter the attack with all their available resources.
This battle, it will be quite a battle. This will be measured in days and weeks, not weeks and months. The Russians will put, they'll put whatever is needed to get rid of this pocket. This is Russian territory. They'll do whatever it takes. And so if they have to redeploy their big units, they will do. I'm absolutely certain about that.
Elon Musk claims his chat with Donald Trump on social media platform X was delayed due to a type of cyber attack designed to force a website, computer or online service offline. The site showed the page was not available for some time shortly after 1 a.m. when it had been scheduled to start. Mr. Musk began by explaining what he thought had caused the technical issues.
We unfortunately had a massive distributed denial of service attack against our servers and saturated all of our data lines, like basically hundreds of gigabits of data were saturated.
A search operation is underway for a kayaker missing off the Waterford coast. He's understood to have left Dungarvan just before 12 noon yesterday but failed to return to port, and the operation was launched at around 5:30 in the evening. A number of local Coast Guard and lifeboat units are conducting the search along with the Rescue 117 helicopter. The naval vessel, the L.E. Evine, is also on site coordinating the operation. An Irishman killed in a standoff with Maltese police is believed to have been holding a replica gun when he was killed. 50-year-old Edward William Johnson died after engaging with armed police in the St. Julian's area of the island. His former partner, Nicolette Gershey, was found dead close by, with Mr. Johnson claiming that he killed a woman during the standoff. Times of Malta journalist Mark Lawrence Zamid says police were working on the assumption the weapon was live.
It was really dark, and the police say they couldn't see that the gun was actually fake. It was a replica of a real gun. They say even if it was during daytime, the replicas are so similar to the real thing that they wouldn't have known.
Intense diplomacy among world leaders is continuing in an effort to persuade Iran not to attack Israel as peace talks intensify. It comes as an Israeli hostage held in Gaza was shot dead by his guard, according to Hamas. In a separate incident, the militant group claimed two women being held in Gaza were seriously wounded. Negotiators are expected to meet on Thursday to try to end the fighting in Gaza and release Israeli hostages, Sky's Middle East correspondent Alistair Bunkel says any attack by Iran could scupper peace talks.
If you attack now, then you could jeopardise the outcome of these ceasefire talks. They, that is the Americans and the Egyptians and the Qataris, as mediators, believe that there could be some success this time, and they're trying to remind Tehran that it's not worth taking the action because, as I say, it could jeopardise those ceasefire talks.
Water supplies in Dublin and parts of Kildare and Wicklow may experience interruptions to supply today and tomorrow. Ishka Aaron says households could experience low pressure, discoloration of water and supply outages until Wednesday. It's carrying out repair works on a section of the pipeline that is likely to burst if not fixed. Regional Operations Manager with Irish Water, Stephen Burke, says given the size of the pipe affected, water supply will have to be shut down.
The water main in question carries about 220 million litres of water every day into Dublin and surrounding counties, into Kildare and Wicklow. So the pipe itself is about 25 kilometres long and it's actually 1.6 metres or more than 5 feet in diameter. So in order for us to carry out the repair, we will actually need to turn off the water main.
A leading mental health charity says the online trad wife trend promotes an ideology that is harmful to both women and men. The viral movement, found mostly on TikTok, idealises a return to traditional gender roles where women are expected to focus solely on homemaking. The trend has been criticised as promoting a false back-to-basics lifestyle while profiting from the online exposure. Turn to Me CEO Fiona O'Malley says the content being pushed is regressive on all sides.
It reinforces harmful gender stereotypes. It undermines gender equality. It promotes unhealthy relationships with power imbalances. It increases mental health risks, which are associated with this power imbalance. And it also puts all the financial pressure of providing on men. So it's very harmful for men as well as women.
Students' unions are encouraging Dubliners to open their homes to rent them a room. The Dublin Students' Digs Drive will take place at Connolly Station this morning and then Pearse and Tara Street stations this evening. Union members will be handing out leaflets encouraging Dublin residents to take in a student for the upcoming academic year. Jenny Maguire is from the Trinity College Dublin Students' Union.
We are seeing students living in cars, on campuses or on the streets, or just flat out having to drop out of their education because of the lack of accommodation. And so what we are trying to achieve today is a desperate request for anyone who has a home and a spare room to give it to a student if they're able to.
Google is expected to launch its next phone earlier than usual, as it's thought it'll introduce the Pixel 9 range at an event this evening. The speculation it could be doing this to try to get the jump on its rivals when it comes to the AI market in smartphones. It's understood to be the first device the US company's built around its own AI chatbot, Gemini. Rival Apple usually unveils its latest iPhone in September. In show business news, TV presenter Paddy McGuinness has discovered he has Irish ancestors who were neighbours with the forebearer of US President Joe Biden. On the show, Who Do You Think You Are?, the former Top Gear presenter visited Ireland, where he said he felt a connection to the country. Mr. Biden visited County Mayo last year and was given a 200-year-old brick recovered from the site of his family's ancestral home. And sport now, and in Gaelic Games, Davy Fitzgerald's nomadic managerial career will take him to a third different province. Former Clare, Waterford and Wexford manager was last night confirmed as the new Antrim boss. Fitzgerald's been handed a two-year term with the Saffrons, with the option of a third. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.